Hayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Oviv. The Apterov brings as a Rosh Tevis Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Rosh Tevis Yibum. Rosh Tevis Yibum. What's made? Okay, it's Taka Rosh Tevis Yibum. What's the soid Vayeshev Eshayich to Yibum? What's the Nakuda? The emes is the sugi of Yibum is in the parasha Yehuda with Tamar. With the whole story is Be'etzem a musig of Yibum. Taka, the first place where it's Nirmaz Yibum in the Torah. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, he brings Perates that Adam Arishan had six mitzvahs, Noach was Nitztav, a seventh mitzvah of Avram and Achai, Avram was Misak in Shachris and Mila, Yitzchak Maishris and Mincha, Yaakov Meirav and Giranoshe, and then he says, Amram Hoysef Lam Mitzvahs. The Medrash that the Rambam is quoting has another line, Yehuda was Mechadish Yibum. The Rambam doesn't bring that. But it's an akut of Yibam, and Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Taka Rosh HaTevis Yibam. But maybe there's a little bit more depth, what it means that Vayeshev Eshayach to Yibam. The emes is, the Megal HaMukas writes, we'll go to one word further, Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Oviv is Rosh HaTevis Yud Beis Mem Aleph, is the Arba Goliyos, Yovon, Bovel, Modai, and Edoim. The letters, the first letter of the words, Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Oviv is Yovon, Bavel, Modai, Edoim. A remes for the Arba Goliyos, that we go down into these Arba Goliyos, but in the end we have to realize that we're going to come out. And that's the emes, what Yibum is about. You think that it's over, the guy's dead, no kids, no hemshich, over, done. There's nothing. No, Hakomas Shein, the Ach, could bring it back. The Chalal, we know in these parshiyos, the story of Yehuda with Tamar also, it's all about Mashiach. It's all about Mashiach. We know the Medrash says, Reuven is Oisik and Sak and Tainis. Yehuda is Oisik, Pesach, and Tainis. Yosef is Oisik, Pesach, and Tainis. Yaakov, the Shvatim are being Oisik in the Mechira. And what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Oisik with? Be Brias Oiroi Shel Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating Mashiach here. Bechlal, it's Yehuda that Mashiach is hidden. The story of David, Rus, Boyaz, Loit, which is the source for Rus. The story of Yudim and Tamar, all of these Chalakim, it's all in Yonim Nestorim. Because the oir of Mashiach is Gonuz. And I think that's also Yibum. You know, the story of Yehuda and Tamar, and the story of Loit with his daughters, and the story of Ruas and Bayez, it all looks like Chet. And it's not. It's Mamish Mashiach. Yibum is Eishes Ach, Chorus. That's what it looks like. And no, the Yibum is not Chet Fakert. Yibum is Gematria Noyach. Noyach is Rosh HaTevis. We're holding in Rosh HaTevis. Is Rosh HaTevis. Ner Chanukah. Chanukah is Lamatam Yasarat Fochim, Batsad Smoil, in the dark, outside. It looks like it's all, there's nothing going on. No, Faker, from there comes the Irish El Mashiach, all this foreign brink. The Bnei Sasla says he has three Adam for it from Imre Pinchas and from the Rekeach and from the Maral, that they all say that the Oir of the Neiros is the Oir of Mashiach. So all that is Nirmaz in, and it always comes out, Parshas Vayeshev is Taka the time of Chanukah. Now Rashi says, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, Kofatz Olav Rukzeh Shal Yosef, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, Kofatz Olav Rukzeh Shal Yosef, like die, L'tzadikim, that they want to have Shalva in Olam Hazeh, also. The Chasam Sofer explains, we know everything in Sefer Bereishis is Maisa of a Simen Labonim. And B'emes, every prat that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov go through is really a process for what's going to be in the years of Golus. Ad Alois HaShachar. Yaakov Avinu was Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva. He wanted now to sit B'Shalva. It should be the Maisa of a Simen Labonim of Yimaisa Mashiach. And B'emes, as far as I say, the last 17 years, the Toiv Shonim that Yaakov is in Goshen is that Bechinim. Vayichi Yaakov. Then he's already Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Yaakov Avinu was in the Darga of La'achri Meis Mashiach. So Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva, he wanted that. Okay, in the process of Meis of a similar bond, and we're up to that part of the story. Kofatzal of Rubzeh Shal Yosef. Like, you know, there's a promo like before the actual show. There's like a 3-minute like quickie, right, that shows you what's happening. Now starts the real show. He thought he's getting up to the idea that now it's going to be the Bikesh B'Shalva of the Asad Lovay. And in the end, no. Now starts the real show. There's another pshat, though, from the Chayzim in Lublin. He says, no. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov has to go down to Golus Mitzrayim. That's part of the story of history of Klal Yisrael here, that it's going to be happening. Yaakov has to go down to the Korah Basel Mitzrayim. How is Yaakov, who's sitting in Canaan, going to suddenly get down to Mitzrayim? L'chayr, it would have to be that the Mitzrayim would come. take Shal Shaloishel Barzel, tie him up, and bring him to Mitzrayim.
Over Bikash Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, he wanted to go down to Mitzrayim in a Shalva Dikoyfen.
So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Kafat Zalav Rugzesh of Yosef. He made the story of Yosef, which Yosef gets sold, and then Yosef is down there, and there's a rub, and then Yaakov Taka goes down to Mitzrayim to go meet him. Fakaret, that it should be B'Shalva, it was Kafat Zalav Rugzesh of Yosef. Fakaret, the way of reading the story. Another Nakuda, the Ksav Sofer writes, you know, Bikash Tzadikim, to be Yosef B'Shalva, they don't have Olam Hazeh. He says it's very interesting. Yaakov and Esav fight about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Yaakov is given Olam Haba, and the Goyim are given Olam Hazeh. Yet, the Yidden are always, they're really muftach Olam Haba. But the whole time they spend in Olam Hazeh, they're always worried, maybe they're not going to be Zoicha, maybe it's not going to happen. They're always fanervant about it. And the Goyim fakert, Goyim walk around, Vladimir, they think they're getting Olam Haba. Eingeret. He says it's poshta zoi. If the Goyim wouldn't be angry that they have Olam Haba, was for Olam Hazeh haven they? And this was only have Olam Hazeh. And Faker, the Yidden, if the Yidden are going to already be be'emes muftach that they have Olam Haba, so then die, ain't lech Olam Hazeh godol mizeh, that they should only have Olam Haba, that they're going to Olam Hazeh, they have to have the nerve, and that they think they're not going to be getting it. So both Chalokim Ataka, bediktuk. As mentioned, Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei is Rosh Hatavis Yibum, and we said already that Yibum is when you go down and you think it's all over, and then Dafka from there comes the Yeshua. We said it's Meshach Shaycheh also to Chanukah. But it's also Shaycheh's Tak of Emes Yivomis is 122 Blat. And if the Eilim remembers, we once said that Zois Chanukah is 122 days from Rosh Hashanah. We spoke that Parashas Vayelech has 30 Pesukim, that represents the Tzadikim, that from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Rosh Hashanah, they clean up shop. Nitzavim has 40 Pesukim, that's for the Beinonim, they go from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. Hazinu has 52 Pesukim from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Lashana Rabbah. But then 122 from Rosh Chodesh Elul, 122 days till Chanukah, that's already the Zois Chanukah, that's the last chance when anyone, you know, the Gemara says in Shabbos that even the Ner and the Shemen and the Psila, that's not good for Shabbos, Ner, Shemen, Psila, Rosh Hatavis, Nefesh, even the Ner, Shemen, Psila, that doesn't work for Shabbos, but for Chanukah it's good, it's a machlokes, but there's a man diomer, a filu that for Shabbos, not Chanukah, even the Ner, Shemen, Psila, that even Shabbos doesn't uplift him, aber Chanukah could do it. Chanukah is that pechina of Yivamis. And if you do it, Yivamis is Rosh Hatavis, you bring Mashiach very soon. That Be'ezer Hashem, you heard a different lesson. That we're going to be able to get uplifted. You have the story though of Yosef, it's a whole process. It's interesting, when Yosef is telling the brothers the dreams, but Pashtas, first of all, he's telling them the dreams because he doesn't want to withhold his nevuah. But there's a diknuch nifla, the first dream, the brothers, it says, Vayisnu'u Oisai. They hate him. And Abizai frekta Asaf, so why is he telling them the next dream? But then you notice in the second Chaloim, they says, Vayikanu. And he explained, because in the first dream, they thought this is the Mioinus of Yosef, this is what he's thinking about at night, during the day, and that's why he's dreaming about it by night, and that's a source for sinna. But by the second Chaloim, when it's even the Shemesh V'Yareich bowing down to Yosef, that you don't think about even enough. He's not thinking about. They understood already that there's a message over here, that this is for real. Now it's already kinna. Now the taka jealous of him. It's spite. He knows up the sugi well. That first it was sinna, and then it was kinna. Now as the story progresses, and this is all a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grand plan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov tells Yosef, go visit your brothers. Haloy achecha royim b'shchem. The Oiv Yisrael me'apta says Rosh Hatavis. B'shchem is Rosh Hatavis, Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchusa. And you can explain a little bit more in depth. We know there's a stira between Nevuas Yeshaya and Nevuas Yecheskel. In Nevuas Yeshaya, the Malachim have 6 wings. In Nevuas Yecheskel, they only have 4 wings. And the Sforim explain, the Malachim's wings represent Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchusa Loilam Void. And in the Zman of Mikdosh and in the true Hashras Hashchina in this world, it's Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchusa Loilam Void. But in the times of Golis, the Malachim only have 4 wings because there's 2 wings missing. And it's a machloikis in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Is it missing the letters Kavod Malchusei? The middle wings, this upper, middle, and lower, are the middle wings of Kavod Malchusei missing? And others learn, there's a whole Indian in this, it's the Oilam Void, the last, the lower wings. But upon him, that's what it says. Haloi Achecha Royim B'Shchem. B'Shchem, Rosh Hatavis, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei. This is spelling of Ek. Yaakov is realizing, Oy Vai Void, there's a bruch. We're going to be up to the level when it's only Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei. But what brings it back?
La'olam void. Lamid vav. We're continuing the Rosh Hatevis. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa Yis Bishchem. Lamid vav la'olam void. Lamid vav neiris of Chanukah. We know all this form talk about the Lamid vav neiris. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is Lamid vav. Lamid vav neiris connected to Lamid vav mesechtes, connected to Lamid vav shoyis of the Or Hagonos. So that's the la'olam void. The la'olam void. La'olam void. Gematria. Aaron. Yaakov sees that, yeah, the Mechiras Yosef is the start of the process that the Malachim's level is going to be less. It's going to be B'Shem. It's going to just be Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai. But ultimately, the Oyer of Chanukah brings it back, and it's going to be L'Oylam Void that it's going to be able to do that. Now it says that Yosef, Yaakov, Bezunder loves Yosef. Kiven Zakunim Hulay. The Balaturim says Zakunim is Gematria Roz. Gematria Roz. He taught him the secrets of Torah. 207. Gematria Or. But on the other hand, Zakunim is also Rosh Hatevis. Zroyim, Kochim, Noshim, Yeshuais, Moyed, Ganshas. What's noticeably missing? Seder Taharis. Maybe they didn't get up to Seder Taharis. They were up to Egla Rufa. They didn't do the Seder Taharis. But the Zroyim, some say no, Zakunim, even though there's no Vav, there's a Nakudis under the Kuf, but it sounds like it's Zakunim with a Vav, Kuf Vav. And Vav is could be Vodas, the same way the Yud is Yeshuais, which is Seder Nezikin. We know the Gemara says, Vahoye Choysin. So maybe the Vav of Adas is in Zakunim, but Akaponim Zakunim is the Shisha Sidre Mishnah that Yaakov taught Yosef. And that Zakunim is the Oyer. And that's all part of what he taught him. Now, the two main Dumuyos over here is Yosef and Yehuda. You have Vayered Yosef to Mitzrayim. But from there is going to come the Geula. You have Vayered Yehuda, but from there comes Mashiach. The Yerida is Letzairach Aliyah. Eventually it becomes an Aliyah. I saw this form say, Bahaloyscha is Gematria Kislev Tevis. Chanukah is in Kislev and in Tevis. Tzazaman, it gets to Bahaloyscha. But we'll start with Yehuda over here. Yehuda, Vayered Yehuda, Yehuda goes down. There's an interesting pshat. There's various nischais, they say, from the Rebbe Rabbunim Pashischa. Yeah, Yehuda be'etzem has charata. He did a chait. He sold Yehuda. He sold Yosef. He's a chayte, and he's worried about that, and he's farfalin vayered. So one very depressing nusach that he says is, so Yehuda says, I'm a farfalin anyways. Let me just go down, marry someone that's not even exactly yeshivish. Yeah, vayered, farfalin. Another nusach he says is, yeah, Yehuda says, I'm a farfalin, but maybe my kids could be something. Let me at least make kids, maybe. I'm by me it's a Rebbe Rabbi. You can from the Kindlech. But then he said no, he said much better. He said, Yehuda's Margaret that he did a chait. Person does a chait, what do? You start over. What's the first mitzvah in the Torah? Puru Ravu. Start from scratch. Start from the beginning. You go back to the Aleph. The Aleph is Puru Ravu. The first mitzvah in the Torah is Puru Ravu. We know that the first mitzvah is Puru Ravu. The last mitzvah is Ksiva, according to many mitzvahs, Ksiva Sefer Torah. There's a remez that they say, but the Nochash ready. Who Yeshuv Choroish Vatata Shefenu Akev. The Yetzer Hara tries to chepe you with Roish, with the first mitzvah, with the Nyanam of Kedusha through Ravu. That's where he tries to catch you. Vatata Shefenu Akev. You can get him back with Akev, with the last mitzvah from the Torah, Sefer Torah. The only thing that can win over the Yetzer Hara Betzim is the Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavim. But that's a nukneis. The Yehuda said, okay, I'm going to start again. And there's a Gevald Gevart from the Basayin, it was his yard site last week. The Basayin reads into the Psukim, Amar the Kazakh. Vayihi kimishlosh chadoshim, vayugad li Yehuda leimor zon satomer kalosecha, vagam hinei horo liznunim, vayomer Yehuda it's you obviously sorry. So he reads it. Vayihi kimishlosh chadoshim, it's 3 months ever since Rosh Hashanah. The year is champing by. It's already 3 months since the Yomim Leroyim, again, Tulzai's Chanukah. It's 3 months. Vayage li Yehuda, Yehuda is betzim, except for the dollar is the Shem Havaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets a message. Zon satomer kalosecha, your klal Yisrael, your kala is zonsa, they're doing things they shouldn't be. They're connecting and creating chait. Vayomer Yehuda, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Aleidik, Hoitziu obviously sorry, let him get burnt. But then, the Sanegar comes and says, Hakerno, Lemi HaChoysemes VaPsilim VaMata Elo. What's these Pachashemen, and the Psilim of Ner Chanukah, and the various things. And then Hashem says, Vayomer Vayaker Yehuda, Yehuda HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayaker, Vayomer Tzotka Minenu. Yeah, they're right. Why? It's really not their fault. Al kainlay nesatil a sheilo bini. I didn't bring Mashiach. Sheilo gamach Mashiach. I didn't bring Mashiach. There's a dark olus. V'lo Yosef l'data oy. He'd stop shepherding with them. Chanukah is that last light that keeps us out through the golus. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that it's too much. No, dafka. We still
we still can light it up and connect to the kedusha. At the other end, you have in the Hemshech of the parasha, you have Yosef with his nisyonis, the murder of the gazach, the vayimoyin. By the vayimoyin, it says a shalsheles. A shalsheles is a chain. Yeah, again, a triple chain. Yosef is connecting back to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And a chain is only as strong as the weakest link in it. But Yosef is realizing in the Vayimoyin, he's connecting back to that chain. And the truth is, at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Yosef is zoicha to see great-grandchildren. He can see. You're a mezgaber in this Nisoyin, and you do Vayimoyin, and you make a shalsheles. You're zoicha to a shalsheles doiris. A person should always be mezboinen. Think about the fact that he's going to have children, and he's going to have hemshich doiris when he is confronted with such a Nisoyin. The Vayimoyin brings you to the Gam B'nei Shaleshim. But the MS is, the Vayimoyin is the same letters as Vayamein. Vayamein, to believe. Because a lot of times a person, Chedri Chadorim, Behastora, Shebatoich Hastora, he says, there's no one here. Right? Vayarchi Einish Me'anshi Habayis Babayis. But if it's Vayimoyin, which is really Vayamein, you believe a Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you always. So in the Vayimoyin, that you have Emuna, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is there with you, that's how you, the Shivisi Hashem Le'egvi Summit is the Soid of how you will be misgaber. It's interesting, there's a Tosfos Shans and Saita, there's a machlokes if Yosef Emes came with a hav minit to chet or not. There's one pshat, it says, Vayobi habayis alasos melachtoi, it means the chet, ve'ein ish, it was a nes, he became ois, he didn't have a zachros, it was nelam, a nes was matzel him. The Emes says, it's interesting, I saw this farm talk about it, one of this farm is the Shach al HaTorah, it's one of the Talmid HaRizal, the Shach writes, that we know the same way Sarah, it says with Paroi, she didn't go into Paroi herself. She sent in a shade that looked like her. And also the Rasvam, they talk about this by Esther and Achashverosh, that she didn't manage to go in. She sent in a shade. One of the pshatim there is that the whole time the shade doesn't talk. But when Esther was told by Mordechai she has to go talk to Achashverosh and start telling him things, she says, now, Kasher Avarti Avarti, because now I have to go in myself. The silent mode one doesn't work anymore. So the Shach asks, why didn't Yosef do this same? No, I'm sorry, the Shach writes that Yosef also didn't do it. He sent in a shade. But Meidrich Yisai saw Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz and the Yaris Dvash, he asks, why did Yosef have this on the sign? Let him just send in a shade. Why didn't he? I mean, he asked, why didn't he? But it's Kuktai Samachloikis. He says he didn't want it because B'cholifin would be a Chilul Hashem. But it's interesting, two different ways of how this works. It's interesting, Maisa.
I'm sorry?
Rabbi
says that she was a Kishon of Achashverosh.
Ah, okay, good. It's a Teretz, another Teretz, yeah. Eishes Petifa would have had. Achashverosh not by itself. Yeah. There's a story with the Levush. The Levush, one of the Gedolei Achroinim from hundreds of years ago, Be'erich, in the time of the Ramah, he was the Talmud of the Ramah actually, from the times of the Shulchan Aruch, in the 1500s, and he wrote many Sfarim called the Levushim, Kamakrochim. The story goes with the Levush, his name was Rav Mordechai Yaffe. Mishpachas Yaffin, my Shver, and Mishpachas Yaffin from the Vardik, Betzim, it's Yaffe. The Nun was added afterwards, a few days back, in Russia, there was sometimes a need to change the name. But the Emes, the Enetich from the Levush, from Rav Mordechai Yaffe. Now the story with Levush goes that one time he had an Asoyan with an Isha that was a Dukasit, a Chosh of a lady that had control and she was trying to be Machshel in the Chet. And he escaped. The only escape was to go through where the Zevel was. And he had to go through the Biyuv, through the sewer system of the building. And he got all his clothes dirty and he got all Fashtunken. And as it was happening to him, he was two things. He was Mispalel, that because of this Mesiris Nefesh, that he got all of his Levushim dirty. He was zoicha to write the Levushim, but he also requested that for 10 doiris, all of his Yoytze Chalotzim should be ugly. And there's an interesting Maisa, Rabbi Avram Yaffin was a 12th generation from the Levush. But there's a story about a yeshiva bacher, this is in Warsaw, about 100 years ago, Berich, a very chashev bacher. I saw the story brought down. It says the bacher's name. His name was Yitzchak Krakowski. But it says he was a choshev bacher and a masmid, and everyone wanted to learn with him. A real popular guy and also type of very good looking. One time his father came to visit him to the yeshiva, and it was his father. Mamish didn't look like his father. The guy looked mamish ugly. I mean, it's not, so they understood. The father was Dor Asiri from the Levush. The Yitzchak was already Dor Achadesre from the Levush. It was already not that level. Now, a little bit about Hanukkah. The Gemara says in Shabbos that they won the war, And there was also the Nes of the Neiros. L'shono acheres kavum l'halal l'yomim toivim l'halal vaido. The next year. Why the next year? So Meridik Ataych. The Emes says, Avad, it was a Meridik Nes side in the Tzachan of the Mulchama side, the Nes of the Neiros. But we know, as it works in Klal Yisrael, in the cycle of the year, it's not a coincidence that Sukkot is in Tishrei and Nisan is Pesach and Shavuos and all the different Chagim and Purim, everything, all the different Yomim Tovim. There's a Segulas Hazman, and as the year cycle goes through, there's an Inyan why that Chodesh, that Inyan is Shaykh to it. Originally, when the Nes happened, the Avada was a Nes and it was Meredith, but who says it has to do with Chafei Kislev? Maybe, plump, that's when it happened, but there was a Nes. The next year, they saw the light. And we have to be Zeich and Chanukah to see the light. But the next year they saw the Oirex. They saw the Gevaldika Oir that's gone as on Chanukah. The next year they have, oh, it's Takadet, it's Zman Grama. Then they were Kaveya the Yomtif the next year. We know that the Takonat, the light, Mahajan Akaponim, is the light 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, which is the Lamed Vav Neiris. It's connected the Oir Hagonas. The first 3 days of the Bria, there was 12 hours of Or, not from the Shemesh. Only on the fourth day was there the Shemesh. So the Or Ruchni that was created originally was for 3 days, and there was 36 hours of this light. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to be Goynes the Or. Litzadikim la'osid lovoy. And we explained, la'osid lovoy doesn't mean Mashiach comes. It means in the past, by the Shas Bria Sa'olam, Hashem hid it for the Tzadikim that are going to come in the future, meaning in the past and in the present. And where did he hide it? From these Meberashis in the future, for us now, in the Lamed Vav Mesechtes, and in the Lamed Vav Neris of Chanukah. Alternatively, there's another pshat that the original 36 hours of this light was from Friday morning through Moitz Shabbos, because in Gan Eden, even Friday night was not, it's Kulei Or, and it's 36 hours. And you can't have both pshatim, because then it's 72. I mean, Schattenstein actually has 72 krochim, although it's a mistake, there's 73 krochim. The last chelik of Nida is Ayin Beis, but that's because Soite broken up is Lamed Gimel 1 and Lamed Gimel 2. So, but the reason they did that is because, well, they did, because they when they didn't print Saiti, they didn't want to be the Krachim. But the Emes says they wanted it to end Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis is the 36 hours on both ends. Now, the Torah says Oyer 5 times in the beginning of the first day of the Bria. This Ruchni is the Or. It says, Vayihi Or. Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or, Vayihi Or. Yihi is 25. Yihi is Gematria 25. And also the word Or, Yihi is the 24th word in the Torah. Or, the first time it says it is, is not the first time, but when it says R, it's the 25th word of the Torah is R, and it's a remez for Hanukkah, and the Oyer is the five Chamishim Chumash Torah is the 5 times that it says R. The Bnei Soscha writes that Oyer is Gematria 207, same as Roz and Zkunim, but Oyer times 5 is 1,035, and in Lashon Kodesh you say that Elef Shloshim V'Chamish. Because everyone talks about the 36 Neiros, but there's the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef. You don't need Chanukah for 8 days. The first day you don't need. The first day wasn't an ace. So there's really only 35 Neiros. We should start from day 2 going on. But the first day is not an ace. So he says, yeah, but the first day is a Shpitz Neis. It's not 1 and 35. It's Aleph. Aleph is 1, but then there's much more than that. There's Aleph. Aleph. Shloshim V'Chamish. You know, this forum talk about the fact that Dafka Ner Chanukah goes out and into Esav's month. It lights up the whole Chodesh Tevis, which is Esav's Chodesh. So someone told me that Esav is Rosh Tevis, Elef Shloshim Chamesh, but he's wrong. It's Esav, whatever. Okay. Akoponim. That's what the Aragon is supposed to do. Now, there's a fascinating deal. The Gemara says, Lashana Acheres Kavum Li Yomim Toivim LaHalel VeHoido. Rashi Bavaran's Yomim Toivim is not an Isser of Malacha, but they Kaveh that it's called the Yomtif. Halel, of course, means we say Halel, and Hoido means Al Hanisin. No mention of the Neiros. Fascinating. It doesn't say there about the Neiros. The Takana the next year was to say Halel, to say Alanisin, and it should be a Yomtif. If you look at the Rambam, Paragimel, Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah, he does Megillah first, the first two Prakamar about Megillah, then the third and fourth Parak is about Chanukah. In Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam writes that they made it Yimei Simcha, the Halel, Umadlikin b'Masaneris. First of all, it doesn't say in the Gemara Yimei Simcha. So that, of course, the Rambam Yomim Toivim means Simcha, not Isra Malacha, but it's a Yomim of Simcha. And yeah, because when you let the Pnimius of the Oiris go into you, you become a Simcha. Yeah, Emes Richtig, Pnimius Tik a Simcha. But the Makar of the Rambam of Simcha is Yomim Toivim. Then he says, Halal, Halal is Halal. Alanisim the Rambam doesn't mention. Alanisim the Rambam doesn't mention in Hilchas Chanukah. He mentions it in Hilchas Birchas Hamazon and Hilchas Tefillah. He doesn't learn how this means Alanisim. The Rambam, Mawarit Gepshat. Yimei Simcha ve Halal, Umadlikin Bohemis and Eros. The Rambam learns that the Hadlokas Neros is the Lahoidos. The Maisa Hadlokas is an expressionism of Haidah. Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns Yomim Toivim is Yomtiv. Halal is Halal. Haidah is Alanisim. Where's the Neros? There is a theory, and I've seen Makaris to this. It's a fascinating Kiddush. That there are many Makaris that the Neros of Chanukah is really Zecher LeMikdash. The Neros of Chanukah happened, there was still came out 200 more years of Beis HaMikdash. Get ready for a big chiddush. There was no takonas hadlaka b'zman hamikdash. The takonas hadlaka happened after the korban 200 years later. Someone asked me, we make three brachas by the neiris. Bahadlik, Asanisim, and Shechianu. They didn't have the brachas then. So Shechianu could be they did. The first day of Hanukkah, before Halal, they would say Shechianu. Alanisim, you do what the Meiri brings, that even if you don't have neiris, you say Alanisim every day. But there was no brach of lahadlik. Maybe the base of mikdash. There was a bezunda lahadlik neshal chanukah during. I don't know. But like this theory, the hadlokas neiris for 200 years didn't start. That originally was kavim lahalel ulahoidos. Only later came the other part of it. Now there's a pizmain that someone asked me why we say on Chanukah. The pizmain is not mostly about Chanukah. The pizmain is Rosh Hatavis Mordechai Chazak. It starts with Mois Sur. There are various different gunim for it. And yes, the yud of Mordechai is about Yevonim. Every other letter about it is about Purim and Pesach and the Geula Ha'asida. Mordechai Chazak. But in the beginning of this pizmain, it's Vishom Toida Nizabeach. What does it mean, Toida Nizabeach? Why do you have to bring a carbon Toida? So one shot is you bring a carbon Toida when you marchiv the Irva Azorais, it was this, today's naf, when you need a bezin and you also need to bring a carbon Toida. But it could be also a Toida. Vishom Toidin is a Beach. The Gemara brings that when a person is a Veach Yitzra, he brings a carbon Toida. Zaveach Yitzra is when a person is realizing behirus with clarity that the Ra is Ra and the Toiv is Toiv and the two don't mix. It's not connected one to the other. I think we spoke last week, but we'll say over again the Nakuda. Yaakov Avinu says, Vayihili Shor V'chamor. He also had Gomel. Says the Meshech Chachmiyah. Shor is totally kosher, two kosher Samanim. Chamor, totally treif, totally no kosher Samanim. Gomel is this in between. That's the Esav. Abisalazei, Abisalazoi. We don't have it in Chanukah. We totally split and the Ra and the Toiv. Now just the Gevaldik and Nekuda, the difference between Gevald and Gevaldig is Yud Gimel. The Yud Gimel Midois, Yud Gimel Midos Shalachim, and Yud Gimel Midos Shatoyer Nedreshes Ben. That turns Gevald, if you know Yiddish, Gevald is not a Gevaldig Zach. But Gevaldig is Gevaldig. The difference between Gevald and Gevaldik is the Yud Gimel. Everything about Chanukah is Yud Gimel. They wanted to fight the Yevonim against the Chadoshim. When there's an Ibriyar, there are 13 Chadoshim. Against Prismila, which is Yud Gimel Brisois. And against the Lamates Malachas, which is broken into series of 13, 13, 13. And they wanted to go against the Yud Gimel Ikri Amuna. This farm bring down that by the Neiris, each night you have in mind connected one of the Yud Gimel Midas, except for Zois. Zois Chanukah already is Mashlam all of them, from 8 all the way to 13. You go all the way till Venake Yenake. So Zois Chanukah is a lot of midos. And you get all the way till Venake Yenake, which is the last midah. And it's fascinating because if you look at the words Venake Yenake, take out the kankan, Venake Yenake, there's kankan in there. But minoisar kankanim, if you take out the kankan, you're left with Yudke Vovke. Venake Yenake, the last midah on Zois Chanukah. You take out the kankan, altastakel the kankan, take out the kankan, you're left with Shem Havai, you're left with Yud Kei Vov Kei, and then you're left Taka just with the pure R. Now you have to know, whatever we do on Chanukah has to be that we're doing it in an oifin that a person has to be machnas, the Aragon is inside of him, but it has to be ad shetechpatz. You have to put it into a cheftza. You have to let it go in and let it remain with you. We don't make Avdolah. We let it remain with you, whether the inyonim that we have to be koine, whether it's inyonim of Torah, or tefillah, or tahara, taharas einayim, taharas halev, taharas, and oirish al Mashiach, all these inyonim, we shouldn't let it just go by us. We should let it go inside, because if it goes inside, then it's able to reach the neshama, and then it's able to be taka kipshut, like we said, yimei simcha. Good. Next week there won't be a shir. Because second Seder starts at 2 o'clock.